Gentlemen, we went over the rules in the dressing room. I want to caution you to keep this fight clean at all times, and what I say, you must obey.
Live from the WKOM studio in downtown Columbia, it's time to wake up and get woke. It's Three Dudes with a View.
Let's get it all!
Good morning, Southern Middle Tennessee. Welcome in to Three Dudes with a View. It's a rainy day out there. It's supposed to just keep on raining. Spring showers. That's what we got. My name is Del Kennedy. I'm dude number three. Dude number two, Clayton Harris. How you doing?
Doing well, Del. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York, is not with us yet. We'll get him in just a minute. Regular special guest, dude. Debbie Matthews, how are you?
Good morning. Yeah, April showers bring these beautiful flowers, man. These iris are smiling at everybody. I'm telling you, we need to plant those everywhere. Just plant one.
Plant iris.
I bought one blade of an iris at Lowe's. I mean, it was just a blade on the discount counter, you know, that they were going to throw out. And I put that blade next to my front porch, and I call it the magic iris. It's this big around, and it produces white iris and yellow and gold iris. I mean, all these different colors from one single blade. So
wow.
We need to plant irises everywhere.
Iris are good. No doubt about it. Yes. All right. We are pleased to have back with us native son, favorite son of Columbia, 77 graduate Columbia Central High School, Ron Hart. How you doing, Ron?
Hey, good morning, everybody. Good morning. Good
morning, Ron.
Good morning. And now we've got dude number one, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Del. Good morning, everybody. Another Jim. rainy day in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. No golf today.
Mm-mm. No golf today. I got an announcement to make right quick, Del. Start the show off.
Go ahead.
I'd like to challenge the Republican Party to support a nonpartisan organization at Central High School called the Youth in Government. The sponsor is Miss Jennifer Huffman there at Central. So the way I found about it, they came to our Democratic meeting last night soliciting funds, so we were able to support them in their venture. They're sending 17 kids to Nashville to observe how government works and the workings of government. So I think it's a very good organization for our young people.
If you send me their info, Jim. If you send me their info, I'll make sure that they come to the conservative Republican meeting.
Call Central High School and talk to Miss Jennifer Hoffman. I don't have the telephone number of Central.
Okay.
But she's
the Democrat group.
No,
is she a member of your group?
She's it's nonpartisan. She's just a sponsor of the group.
Gotcha.
And what's the group called again?
It's Youth and Government.
Okay. Well, we'll make sure.
They're trying to acclimate kids to good civics, good citizenship, and stuff of that nature to let them be good participants in whatever party or action they choose. It's on their own. They're only 16 or 17, you know.
It's Youth in Government. They're an organization or a club or what have you at Columbia Central High School. They've got a faculty sponsor, and they need our support.
Right. And they need to expose to all sides.
Well, I told you it's nonpartisan.
That's right. We're going to make sure. I'm going to make that call.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Call it that. That means it is.
Well, okay.
Well,
I'm not prone to not telling the truth, y'all.
Well, I'm looking forward to meeting them. Thank you for letting us know, Jim.
Yeah. Thanks for bringing that up, letting us know about it.
I love civics class. And I loved politics growing up. I loved it all.
Well, we need more of it. You know, sometimes that's the last course that they want to put in the curriculum, but that's important for the sake of this democracy.
Absolutely.
To keep kids, to keep adults, at least to let them know, you know, they got representatives and probably half of the population of Columbia can tell you who the state representative, who the state senator is or in our area, you know?
Well, I had a lunch yesterday that was interesting. I had lunch with Joni Bryan, and she started something called the 917 Society, which September the 17th is a mandated day that you're supposed to teach the Constitution to students in every middle school, everywhere. So she took it upon herself, and now she is making sure that there are handout or manual paper constitutions given out to eighth grade classes across this country. And I'm going to have her on sometime. She's fantastic on what she's done.
But okay.
They're making sure constitutions are in everybody's hands.
Yeah, we've got another guest here in the studio with us this morning, Mr. Tim Hibbs with Blood Assurance. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Delk. How are you?
Good morning. I'm okay. And folks, Blood Assurance is, they are the blood bank for Maury County. So if y'all, if you can, you should give blood. But if you want the your blood to go to Maury Regional Hospital, the place to donate is Blood Assurance. They do, their offices are out there at Neely's Mill. You can make an appointment out there or walk in, I think almost any time, most times, and or they have mobile blood drives. But Blood Assurance is our local blood bank. They're the ones who supply blood to Maury Regional. So if you or your loved ones are in need of blood, that's Blood Assurance is where it would come from. Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing well, and thank you so much for having me on the show today. I wanted to come by because, speaking of those mobile drives, we have several coming up here in Columbia. Tomorrow, we've got two. We'll be at Riverwalk Park from 10 to 3, and a new place for us at Muletown Rec, also from 10 to 3. Now, that one's going to be inside in their party room, and the Riverwalk Park will be one of our mobile buses.
Okay.
And, you know, both of those, we'd be glad to see you. Local blood supplies remain low. We are trying to get ahead of that. And now that we're heading into storm and tornado season, we really want to get ahead of that because, you know, unfortunately, we do anticipate there will be a greater need as we go through these weeks.
Okay. So that's tomorrow, mm-hmm. Friday, April 12th from 10 until 3 at Muletown Rec.
At Muletown? Yes, Muletown Rec and
Riverwalk.
And Riverwalk Park. And Muletown Rec's address is 1446 Oak Springs Drive. And of course, Riverwalk Park is 102 Riverside Drive. So, two opportunities tomorrow, in addition to our center over in the Rolling Mills Shopping Center to donate blood. And then we'll be back with the mobiles on the following Friday on 419. We'll be at Town Coffee from 8 a.m. to noon, and then over at Tractor Supply from 1 to 5.
Okay. That's awesome.
Now, what date is that?
That is the 19th. That'll be a week from Friday.
Okay, a week from tomorrow.
We're just trying to give everybody every opportunity they can to donate. I know everybody's schedule is busy, and sometimes it's hard to get over to the center. So
like, if there's a group that wants to sponsor a blood drive, can you come at anywhere or anytime? These businesses contact you?
Absolutely.
To say, let's do a blood drive mm-hmm. here?
Absolutely. Okay. My email address is Tim Hibbs, that's T-I-M-H-I-B-B-S, at bloodassurance.org. And that is assurance, not insurance. But yeah, just send me an email and we will be glad to get that set up.
You know what I love about Blood Assurance is they're less expensive than Red Cross on the processing of the blood. Can you say a little bit about that?
Well, that's our mission. Our mission is to provide blood at the most effective cost possible to local hospitals.
Right.
Everything we collect stays in the community where we collect it. You know, in this case, it's going to Maury Regional. We also are the exclusive blood supplier for Williamson Medical. So when we're collecting there, it's going to Williamson Medical. We serve hospitals across 5 states right now. And in every one of those markets, we're collecting for that local market.
So if we're low on blood here, do you have to bring it in from somewhere else?
Or? We sometimes do. Unfortunately, you know, when especially a certain blood type is low, and right now we're really low on O negative. O neg is the universal donor.
Okay, so that would work on any blood type.
It would.
Because I'm an A positive. So if I roll in and I need blood.
You could get O negative.
I could get O negative. So.
And I'm A positive too. So.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, yes. I actually donate platelets because A positive is the most common blood type. So the way for me to do, I think, the most good is donate platelets. Platelets only last for 5 days. And they're needed for oncology surgeries and also children's surgeries. And I'm a cancer survivor, so that's kind of my way to give, to give back to the community.
I always thought O positive was the most common blood.
Well, it is very common. I thought I may not have my blood facts straight in that house. Shame on me. But A positive is very common. So, and we, you know, we get a daily inventory of what we have, and we're always well stocked on A positive blood. So,
okay.
Now, well, Tim, if people were to donate or be able to donate or want to donate tomorrow at the mobile drives at Muletown Rec and at Riverview Park from 10 to 3, do they need to make an appointment? Mm-hmm.
No. I mean, you can go online and make an appointment, but we will just take walk-ups. We have, you know, we have plenty of open spaces in on both of those drives. And you can go to bloodassurance.org if you'd like to make an appointment there. But just please come on. We will get you in the bus.
Or if you just want more information, you can go to bloodassurance.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. If you go to the website, it's got a lot of incredible information. It shows all the hospitals that we serve. It talks about our special initiatives that we're working on. I know last time we talked about the sickle cell initiative, and that's still an ongoing concern. And we have a division of the company called Our Cell Solutions that was working on finding cures for autoimmune diseases like cancer and lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, sickle cell, and those things.
Wow, that's awesome.
Tim, I had some a listener text me just a moment ago. There's other nonprofits that obviously take blood as well. Mm-hmm. And I know one of them, they're asking if anyone had gotten the COVID vaccine within the last couple of weeks before they get blood. Is blood assurance, does that matter at all?
No, we have a health screening. Okay. You know, and you know, the vaccine actually, when you get a vaccine, it goes into your muscle, not into the bloodstream. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we do, you know, we take those folks. And there's, you know, there are some drugs, if people are taking them, particularly blood thinners and things like that, that we can't accept for that. But, yeah, there's a full health screening before anybody donates.
All right. Tim Hibbs, Blood Assurance. The blood drive's tomorrow, 10 to 3 at Muletown Rec and at Riverview Park here in Columbia. No appointment required. Just get out and give if you can. It's needed, and it may be you or your loved ones next who needs that blood.
That's right. A couple of times I've had to go to Williamson Medical Center, and I'm glad that somebody had donated so that I could have that blood there. And you just never know.
That's right.
You really don't. And it's really, it is a way to contribute directly to the community.
That's
all right, Tim Hibbs, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Ron, you've got a new column out this week. Ron has a column. He writes for about 50 or 60 platforms around the world, websites, newspapers, that kind of thing. And it's called A Great Time of Year, NCAA Basketball Championships, the Masters, and Tiger is Back.
Yes.
Ron writes, March Madness just ended with Purdue losing big to formidable Connecticut in the championship game. You know how they make up hats and T-shirts before a big game, one with Purdue as the winner and the other Connecticut. Then they ship the losing team's T-shirts to third world countries. This year, Biden told them just to leave the shirts at the border and the newcomers would pick them up on the way into our country.
All right. We'll know how to identify, won't we?
Oh, what about Tiger Woods? Let's see. Ron says
he's playing. He's playing. He pulled nine holes on Sunday. Been a lot of speculation whether he'd play or not. He's had health issues, plantar fascia, I guess, in his foot last year. He withdrew on the last day, but you know, a lot of health issues for Tiger. But everybody's pulling for him. Great story of redemption. You know, had some personal foibles over the years and kind of document those and make fun of those, but. You know, he didn't go on Oprah and Dr. Phil and cry about it. He basically handled it. He handled his business and the whole lot of redemption in what he's done. You know, and he's a great hero. He should be to most people.
He's just making the PGA more money. You know, when Tiger appears, the tickets raise.
Yeah, so I don't want to hear one racist thing, Jim, about anybody being racist. Everybody loves
Tiger. Nobody said nothing about racist.
We were talking yesterday, and it's like, oh my gosh, everybody loves Tiger Woods, always has. And he does raise a lot of money for the PGA.
Tiger raises a lot of money for the PGA. That's the only reason why he's in there. I don't think he's going to win or even get close to winning.
Ron, are they on the delay this morning?
It's a rain delay. Yeah, likely it's raining like crazy here. So it's supposed to rain today and be okay tomorrow.
That's what could really get Tiger tomorrow is if he ends up having to play 36 holes in one day. He's having to walk.
Yeah,
36. Last year, that's one reason why he had to withdraw.
I know. Yeah.
He couldn't walk
because of the foot, right?
Yeah.
Well, this time of the year, I've never gone to the Masters, but I always make the pimento cheese that's famous from there. So we celebrate here with the pimento cheese. So.
All right. We're about to take a break, and then we'll be back.
of today are among the most dependable and luxurious vehicles in America, and Parks Motor Sales has them all. Find excellent deals on the Buick LaCrosse, Cascada, and Regal. Parks has SUVs, the Encore, Enclave, and Envision. Their exceptional staff can help you find your best fit with financing for your budget. For a vehicle that has everything, experience the new Buick. For a dealer that has everything, experience Parks Motor Sales. Visit 919 Nashville Highway or parksmotorsales.com.
Hello, I'm Barbara Lincoln with Holland's Pharmacy. You may have heard our previous commercials about compression hosiery that we carry at Holland's Pharmacy. Well, we've recently expanded into a full line of knee braces, back, wrist, ankle, and other support wear. We will gladly help you get just the right fit for these items and, of course, special order items to ensure the proper fit. Come see us at Holland's Pharmacy, 1608 Hatcher Lane, or call us at 931-388-4233. 388-4233.
Hi, I'm Steve, the garbage man. Over 10 years ago, the Garbage Man Incorporated teamed up with former County Commissioner Mr. Glenn Hassey and Keep Murray County Beautiful to provide garbage service for the 8 boat ramps. The county brought in signs and posts, and we provided the carts and weekly service. The Garbage Man Incorporated is proud to be a part of furnishing a much-needed service to the boaters of Murray County. We live in Murray County, too, and are proud to be good corporate citizens. We encourage you to use and enjoy this convenience and keep the Duck River beautiful.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the stair that only creaks when everyone else in the house is asleep. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Call Davis Heating and Cooling at 931-388-2090. Davis Heating and Cooling is your local American Standard dealer and proudly serves the Murray County area. Find Davis Heating and Cooling online and on Facebook or call today, 388-2090.
Hi, this is Dr. Wendy Tuohy from the Dr. Gill Center. Are you suffering from knee pain despite trying usual medications and injections? If this is you, I have great news. Most common causes of knee pain are degeneration due to aging, injury, or repeated stress. In our office, we offer decompression for the knee, which increases range of motion and decreases pain in arthritic and degenerative knees. Studies have shown that this type of mechanical traction can be more effective than conventional methods alone. Initial exam and x-rays, $39. Call me painfree.com or 615-551-9224.
For 40 years, the Jewelers Bench has worked hard for their customers and provided the highest quality jewelry at the best price. They keep going back. Recent renovations have allowed them to expand their inventory. More high-quality jewelry, custom vintage and estate pieces, and professional jewelry and watch repairs. They also buy gold. The Jewelers Bench, still here, still great service. 808 Trotwood Avenue, Columbia.
Hello, my name is Connor Mims. My wife Bradley and I live in Columbia, Tennessee in Riverside. I am a deck and porch builder and my wife is a second grade teacher at Riverside Elementary. My specialty is designing and building elegant and comfortable porches and decks. Let me work with you to design and build the porch or deck of your dreams. Give us a call today from our website, MimsModernLandscape.com. That's MimsModernLandscape.com, and check out what we have to offer. Thanks.
The generations that have paved the way for us deserve respect, integrity, and compassion. This is Kelly Dobson, owner of Caring Hearts Home Healthcare. My grandmother and mother started this business in 2005, and I was honored to take over in 2012. Licensed and insured, we help our aging community stay in the comfort of their own homes. Online at CaringHeartsHomeHealthcareLLC.com, by phone 931-381-5470, or in person at 1121 Trotwood Avenue here in Columbia. That's Caring Hearts Home Healthcare.
Hey, this is Seth Moss at Tennessee Valley Equipment, a premier FAE PrimeTech, Bandit, and Shurex dealer. We are your dealer for all of your land clearing and forestry mulching needs. We sell equipment, provide repair service, and parts along with a rental fleet of mulching equipment. We also offer mulching teeth, blades, and sharpening. Our number one priority is getting you up and running as quickly and affordable as possible. Tennessee Valley is located at 300 Santa Fe Pike in wonderful Columbia, Tennessee. Stop by or give us a call today at 931-981-9812.
Life gets busy, and sometimes slowing down to buy your family quality food can seem impossible. This is Terry Taylor with Taylor Family Farm, and we offer local home delivery in addition to our local drop locations to help with that problem. Now you can get your favorite pastured poultry, pork, and grass-fed beef delivered right to your door. Visit TaylorFamilyFarmTN.com to find out how. We believe in healthy food, healthy people, and healthy community at Taylor Family Farm.
Are you prepared for what many experts believe to be an exponential tax increase when the Trump tax cuts end here soon? In addition to protecting your hard-earned money during your lifetime, what about college planning? Would you like to see an excellent alternative to the 529 plan? If you think you can do a better job of spending your money than the federal government, give us a call. We are financial advisors here in Middle Tennessee. Call us at 931-269-9520 or go to optimalfinancialplanning.com.
Back, Three Dudes with a View. I am Dude Number Three, Delp Kennedy. Dude Number Two, Clayton Harris. Good morning.
Good morning, Delp. Good morning, everybody.
Dude Number One, Mr. Jim York. Good morning.
Good morning, Delp. Good morning. I got a couple of things I need to run by y'all after you introduce all the guests.
Okay, we'll look forward to that. Regular special guest, dude, friend of native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart. Hey, dude.
Good morning, man. Good morning.
Regular special guest, dude, Debbie Matthews. Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Ron, your hair is looking especially good today for whatever reason.
Woke up. Yeah.
It looks good. It looks good.
It's not orange.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, Mr. York, what's going on?
Yeah, I got two things. One, what do you all think about Sheriff Bucky Rowland for the first time in Maury County establishing a cold case department? His focus is on a young lady back in 2004, Amber Cates, and he feels that it's necessary after 20 years to try to see what happened, young lady. She was going on spring break, and nobody has seen her since. What do y'all think?
I think it's great. I talked to Sheriff Rowland about that. Oh, it's been 2-3 weeks, I think. I was out there at the sheriff's department, and he's sort of put together a team, and they're trying to, well, they are thinking outside the box. For instance, they've asked a couple of young, criminal justice majors, very, very young, but educated in criminal justice to participate in the team. And he was talking about how those young people just are able to take a whole fresh look at things that, maybe the old, hardened, grizzled investigators, don't know how to do. But he's putting together the old, experienced folks with the young folks, yeah, and making a team to try to go back and take a fresh look at the evidence that they had, or any new evidence they might obtain, and figure out what happened. It's really, I think it's neat.
Take it on Dateline NBC, too. It's like a little aspiration for that.
Is that students from Columbia State that's in criminology or intend to major in criminology, or students from all over the area and colleges?
I don't think that I asked or Sheriff Rowland said what school they were from. He just said criminal justice majors. So, I took it to mean just young folks right out of school,
Yeah. Well, those young people have an immense arena for researching, and that's where, that's beneficial to Bucky and also in department, also the educational process of the young people.
Yeah, I agree, Mr. York, and, putting together those young folks with their, where they don't, they haven't got to the point yet where they go, oh, that'll never work. They're young, they're fresh, they've got great ideas, they've got great research skills, and then put them together with the experienced old investigators, or experienced investigators, and see what happens.
Well, I hope he's successful for the sake of the family, because they have a question mark in their minds. In their family, since 2004,
Yeah, it's how awful just to not know what happened to your loved one. you know, or not know. Yeah, not
do y'all know stuff about the case? I don't know. Her name is Amber Cates.
Amber Cates.
And she just disappeared on her way to spring break or before spring break?
Well, that's according to the story. You know, nobody's seen her. She was going to spring break and nobody's seen her.
She was going by herself?
Well, they didn't give those details.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't remember the details. Just a young lady who, did she just disappear, Ms. York? Is that what happened?
According to the story that's been written, she just disappeared.
Nobody knows what happened to her.
Hmm.
Oh, but gosh. Somebody knows something, and that's why it's important for the cold case. That's somebody knows something, and that in the article says, a mystery is not a mystery too long.
That's
you know,
right.
That's right.
Forever, rather.
That's right.
And I think Sheriff Rollins.
Technology now that wasn't around then, they probably, you know, DNA and things like that, that'll make it easier.
Right. And of course, those young people can get on the search engines and whatnot, and perhaps track down details that have been overlooked or not available years ago. So, yeah, I mean, it's a novel approach. I commend Sheriff Rowland for something outside the box to try to shake things up on these cold cases, and he did indicate that this approach would be used on other cold cases as well. So, yeah.
Well, just putting a picture of her out on the internet right now saying, have you seen this person, and it going viral nationwide, you know, that wasn't available back then.
No.
So
somebody may know something. All right. Ms. York, thanks.
That takes care of number one. Number two.
Okay.
Tennessee is passing a law, just like other red states, anyone who takes a minor across the state line without parent consent can be charged. Now, here's my issue. A lot of times, family dynamics, mother and father are raising a child, and they have some friction. And that
can't be right. You can't take any kid across the state line without being a crime.
Without it
right.
being a parent, without
let me,
parental
let finish,
consent.
Let me finish what I'm saying. Mother and father are raising a kid, and there's friction in the family.
Okay.
And this child goes to the grandparents, and they build a relationship, or they go to a neighbor, and they build a relationship with that neighbor. And maybe they go to that neighbor and say, you know, I'm pregnant. Or they go to a grandparent and say, I'm pregnant. And maybe that grandparent or that neighbor says, well, let me see if I can help you. They are subject to criminal penalties if they help that young child.
You would say the neighbor should not tell the parents. You think that?
No, that's what I'm saying.
You think that a child should go to the next door neighbor?
I'm not saying they should, Debbie. I'm saying those relationships happen, and if this parent or this grandparent or this neighbor tries to help that child, they're going to be persecuted.
Well, now, what's the law?
They're going to be charged.
The law is saying, the law says that.
Is this a Tennessee law, federal law?
Yeah,
you can't take a child across state lines for an abortion without parental consent.
Wait a minute. Is it with the intent for an abortion?
Yes.
Or is it just across state lines, period?
Intent for abortion.
With the intent for abortion, if they cross the state line, they'll be charged with criminal acts.
Without parental permission.
Without parental permission.
Right, without parental permission. But what I'm saying, a lot of times, family dynamics, children are not as close to their parents as they are to grandparents or to a friend's mom or parent.
Well, so if they go next door and say, hi, I want to lob off my body part so I can become another sex, my parents don't understand.
We're not talking about that, Debbie.
Well, wait a minute, Debbie. Is the law to
this is for abortion purposes.
For abortion, we're not talking about.
But he's talking about it's okay to go to a neighbor without parental consent on a major medical. This is a major medical procedure, Jim.
Debbie, I'm not saying it's okay. I'm saying those relationships happen. If you know anything about family dynamics, relationships are very different. It's not always mother and father. It could be grandmother and grandfather. It could be a friend's mother and father that they're real close to. And they don't want to share what has happened. They've made a mistake in life, and they don't want to share it with their parents. I know many women had procedures done back in the day and didn't tell their parents.
Yeah, I mean, less laws are better. He's right. This is an attempt to keep people in state who can't go get an abortion. I think it's wrong, and they don't need another law. That is ridiculous. I agree, Mr. York, on that one.
Well,
how many kids do you have?
What are you saying, Clayton?
I agree with that, too. I think less laws are better.
It had nothing to do with that. Mine would go across state lines that someone raped them or something.
What's that, Clayton?
You know, kids don't want to share sometimes their most intimate things with parents because they're fearful. They think they're going to be ostracized. They think a whole lot of things can happen in the family dynamics is what I'm saying. And sometimes kids want to keep something confidential, and they'll go to their friend's mother or their friend's father or their grandmother or grandfather and say, look, I'm in trouble. I need some help, and I don't want to tell mom and dad.
But all right, Clayton, Clayton's got five children. Clayton, what are we trying to say?
Well, I mean, the Republican Party claims to be the party of freedom and this and that or whatever, but this, again, is not this law is not a party of freedom law. It's just not.
Well,
I mean, it's just. It's about control.
So let me say this. Okay.
Well, wait, Clayton, control in what sense, Clayton?
I mean, well, the state obviously wants to have control over people.
No, people can't leave the state. Don't get an abortion.
Yeah,
I have a 14-year-old daughter.
Y'all, I'm going to disagree with all of you. Without parental consent,
right.
And you know, we're talking about minor children and their parents.
Yes.
Parents should have,
especially in the black community, the grandmother raised them, the aunt raised them.
Well, then that's a parental consent.
No, that's not just in the black community, Ron. That's in any community.
It's not just in the black community, Mr. York. Don't even say that. But look at the stats. It's only in the black community.
I'm a firm believer in parental control of minors. And that's a doctrine that's been in Anglo-American jurisprudence for 500 years. You know, that the parents...
they're going to be financially on the hook if something goes wrong.
Yeah, parents should have the right
to... Germany to me, before the Cold War, you can't leave East Germany. I don't like it at all. Another law doesn't do us any good, right? And it's going to be convoluted. They'll make an example of one person with the law. And it's going to be just another law in the books. It's going to complicate life unnecessarily. And as Clayton said, it reduces freedom. It reduces options.
For a minor, Ron.
For a minor.
I mean, a child normally doesn't want to go to their mom and dad because they're fearful. Yeah, but what if the mom and dad said, we'll figure it out, and they made a decision that kept everybody from having regret and misery the rest of their life? You know, the parent's going to find out eventually anyway. I'm
just a firm believer that parents should be responsible for and should have the ability to make decisions for their children until their children reach adulthood. And that includes medical decisions.
Can you imagine being a neighbor with a child across state lines, performing an abortion, and something go wrong, and that child is in the hospital, and nobody knows because
it's not like there's not a remedy. If a grandma thinks the child is being abused and neglected, she can petition the juvenile court.
That's right.
And the juvenile court can, in effect, override the parents. If the parents, if the juvenile court sees that the parents should be overridden, but there is a procedure out there for that. But parents should have the ability to govern, medical procedures for their children, where their children go to school, how they're educated. All of these things are the role and the responsibility of parents.
But isn't it?
That's what this law is all about.
Suppose there's incest in the family.
And again, that's what juvenile courts are for, Ms. York.
And the police need to know that, because I think every abortion for a minor needs to have an accompany what happened here and a criminal charge for whoever got that child pregnant.
But this is like people wanted to vaccinate minors without parental consent.
No. Here's my point, though.
But parents should have the basic ability to... I mean, they have the responsibility and the duty to govern their children in all aspects until they're adults and they can do it on their own.
But can't we assume, though,
out there, a lot of bad parents.
Can't we assume, though, that, a clinic or whatever, say if you go to Alabama, they're going to require some type of you know, they're not going to do a procedure on a minor without some type of parent present.
I would hope.
So, I mean, it's like we're making more laws on top of other laws. I'm sure there's a law that you can't do a, you know, a doctor would lose his license if they do perform a procedure on a minor without some type of parental, you know.
You know, there's been a, again, I get back to parents should be responsible for and in control of medical decisions, school decisions, association, who they, you know, parents have the duty and responsibility to be in control. And, you know, we're seeing this in a whole number of areas around the country where they try to vaccinate children without parents' permission. They're trying to transition children without parents' permission. Parents, you know, parents should be responsible, and they should take the child to the doctor they want to take them to, and then it's not the child that gets to choose what medical care that they pursue. It's up to the parents to talk to the doctor, and then that's the way it's supposed to work, folks. And
under normal situations, Delk, that's the way it's supposed to work. But we got over 600 kids in foster care in the state.
Well, the sticky wicket will be when the 15 or 16-year-old boyfriend drives his 15-year-old girlfriend across state lines.
If they're in foster care, then a juvenile court has already given that parental, you know, in effect, the foster parents stand in for the parents, and the juvenile court has so ruled that they're in foster care.
It's another murky law that we don't need on the books, though. It's just, it's targeted. It hurts the Republican Party on this abortion issue. It's not worth it. I gave money. I'm pro-choice, and I gave money. Try to find a place to get money in Tennessee, you know, to help out kids like that. They're poor, and you know, don't need to have a kid right now. Had some situation that's bad, and the only place to give it is Johnson City, the Tri-Cities area, right across the state line in Virginia, is where most people, at least in East Tennessee, maybe Nashville. I don't know what Kentucky's laws are, but they go right over that. There's a huge clinic now over there, just barely over the state line, and they're probably seeing that. And they're saying, okay, how can we keep from going there? It seems like a bunch of white men trying to keep people from getting an abortion. It doesn't feel good to me.
But there's nothing to stop
it, Ryan. All white men.
There's nothing to stop the parents from taking a child to that clinic. And that's fine. You know. All right, let's take a break and come back.
This is Barry Duke, and you're listening to 101.7 WKOM Columbia.
Celebrate you with a new vehicle from Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia. We have a huge selection of new vehicles waiting for you. We're talking cars, trucks, and SUVs. And if you're in the business of selling your vehicle, we've got you covered. We'll buy from you even if you don't buy from us. At Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia, we're locally owned and operated and proud to serve our community as the largest CDJR dealership in Tennessee. Find your new ride today when you visit Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram of Columbia.
Hi, this is Terry Tillis from Tillis Jewelry. Here is what some of our customers are saying about us. Great people. The place to shop for fair prices and great craftsmanship. Beautiful vintage and custom jewelry. Thank you, Beth. That is our goal. Stop by and see for yourself. Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram.
Tillis Jewelry, downtown Columbia. Owned and operated by Rick, custom designer, and Carrie, registered gemologist. Assuring you the best jewelry value and expert services.
Are you thinking about a new fence? Maybe you need a pole barn. Then you should give Sands Fence Company a call. That's 931-309-1644. Will Sands has built his business based on the principles of honesty, quality, and integrity. Sands Fence Company has been in business for over 20 years, providing the community with farm, residential, and commercial fencing, as well as pole barns and buildings. Call today for a free estimate. Sands Fence Company, 931-309-1644. 931-309-1644.
Hiller's Smile and Save sales event is here. This month, get $1,500 off select new HVAC systems, whole home water filtration with descaler, and select new whole home generators. Or take advantage of Hiller's $99 AC tune-up or $99 drain cleaning special. When your home needs plumbing, HVAC, or electrical service, call the Happy Face Truck. Smile and save at happyhiller.com today.
Call the Happy Face Truck today. Hiller!
This is Mark Curry at the Trailer Store. We are a local, family-owned business. Every day, I work with my wife, Susie, my mother, Becky, and my son, Justin. We offer a full line of lawnmower trailers, utility trailers, stock trailers, and a full line of trailer parts. We also offer service. Come see us at 1021 New Lewisburg Highway. Call us at 931-381-2795. That's 931-381-2795.
Do you have trees that need trimming or removed? Do you have stumps that you want ground? A1 Tree Removal is a family-owned and operated business local to Columbia and Lewisburg and servicing surrounding Middle Tennessee. They are licensed and insured and provide free estimates. No job is too big, no tree is too small. Give old Luke a call or text Luke at 931-359-3113, or you can check them out on Facebook and tell A1 Tree Removal that you heard this ad on the radio. If you love America, you will love A1 Tree Removal.
Debbie Matthews, realtor, and her husband Jason, who is a pro songwriter, also own a music publishing company. They live in historic downtown Columbia with their dogs. Dog rescue work is their passion project. They consider Middle Tennessee their backyard, and their lives are full of all things Tennessee. Debbie says there is no greater honor than to help someone find a home. To be trusted with that job, there is no greater privilege. Call Debbie at the Nashville Realty Group, 615-476-3224, 615-476-3224.
This is Trey Adcock with Dixie Equipment Sales and Rental. We sell ASV and Wacker Neuson equipment. We also rent a wide variety of compact equipment in the Middle Tennessee area. Come see us. We are located in Columbia, Tennessee at 200 East 16th Street. You can call us at 615-969-0118 or visit our website at www.dixiediesel.com. We have been in business for over 42 years, and we would love to help you turn your project into reality.
Hey Tennessee, did you know that in the year 2022, more than 3,800 of your residents have lost their lives due to opioid overdose? Do your part to help lower these numbers by counting your medicine, locking it away, and disposing of it at a local medicine drop box location. You could also stop by your local health department and pick up a free medicine lock box. This project is funded under a grant contract with the State of Tennessee Department of Mental Health and Substance Abuse Services.
Attention, ladies and gentlemen, flight 777 to Funtown with continued service to Wintersville is ready to board. Please make sure you have your new instant game tickets from the Tennessee Lottery in hand, and thank you for choosing game-changing fun.
With chances to win up to $500,000, you'll be flying first class to cash prizes with our new instant games. Hurry to your nearest Tennessee Lottery retailer to get on board today. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Please play responsibly.
Pick a number between 0 and 9. That's right. Now pick another one. Right again. Now pick one more. Wow, you're on a roll. Now, if you only would have played them. Play your lucky numbers today with 3 daily drawings and top prizes of $500 to $5,000. And add Wild Ball for more winning combos. Cash 3 and Cash 4. Only from the Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing, moolah-making fun. Please play responsibly.
Come, senators, congressmen, please heed the call. Don't stand in the doorway, don't block up the hall. For he that gets hurt will be the one who has stalled. There's a battle outside and it's raging. It'll soon shake your windows and rattle your walls. For the times they are a-changing.
All right, welcome back. I am dude number 3, Del Kennedy. This is our last show of the week, 3 Dudes with the View, tomorrow morning inside Middle Tennessee with Jim Ross. And we will be back with you on Monday. As always, you can catch the podcast of this show by going to our website or Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts. You can also catch the video of this show. It's live right now on our website and is archived there. So if you want to go back and watch the show, the video. We appreciate you listening. It's always fun to engage with the community and And that's what we try to do. Dude number two, Clayton Harris, how you doing?
Doing well, Delk. Good morning, everybody.
Dude number one, Mr. Jim York.
Good morning, Delk. Good morning. Look like Tennessee legislature has closed the circle. They have guns in churches, guns in businesses, and now they're letting teachers carry guns in school.
Oh, me. All right. Regular special guest due, Debbie Matthews.
Good morning, everybody.
And native son, favorite son of Columbia, Ron Hart.
Hey, good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Well, there are a couple of things I wanted to touch on. I mean, that last conversation is one we could probably go on forever. And I'm sort of with Ron in that I don't, you know, another bill about abortion. I mean, I don't think that anybody should be allowed to seek health care for a minor, whether it's in-state or out-state, no matter what type of health care it is. The parents have to be involved and give permission.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just so. I mean,
it's called abortion health care, which is what the left calls it, right?
It is.
When
a woman has a bad pregnancy, it's health care.
How about this? Say you're a Jehovah's Witness. And I had this happen to me. Actually, I had a man work in my house, cut his finger off working at my house. One of my good friends in Atlanta's a hand surgeon. Sent him to this hand surgeon. He called me at 11 at night. He said, "Look, he won't take blood. He's a Jehovah's Witness. What should I do?" I said, "Give his ass blood." That's what I told him, because he's going to lose his finger. He put his fingers back on. Now they operate. So, you know, so if you're not a Jehovah's Witness, let's say, for example, and your parents are, and then, you know, there's a lot of things that go on. I don't know. It's tricky. And I think less laws, the better. I don't think they usually make it better. And in this case, it's pretty targeted on abortion. And again, it hurts Republicans to do such a thing. And everybody makes their own choice. I'm not for abortion. I never had one or paid for one. Thank goodness, but I don't limit what I can do in this world. I mean, Barry Goldwater had a great line. Every bill that came before the Senate, and he was struggling with it. His final decision was, does it enhance or reduce freedoms? And this reduces freedoms.
Well, I said I'm 100% with you, as long as you're talking about adults. You know,
if I had a child that was taken by somebody to have a vaccine or something else that I did not know about, I mean, somebody.
Oh, I would be furious.
I was tending to a black and tan hound that we thought was starving, and we nursed this dog. Well, it turns out what I didn't know is that she was pregnant. I just thought she was getting fat, right? So the girl I was working with her with called me one morning. She said, "Oh, I took her to the vet. She turned out pregnant. So I aborted all the puppies." She didn't call me to say what are the options, and I was funding this thing. Okay, when I feel that passionate about ending life, regardless of what form, that's a big decision, and I better be involved if I'm involved. Period. Always err on the side of life. I don't care where it is, and you cut off all options when you terminate something. So you can't correct a mistake. You cannot correct a mistake by making a mistake, Jim. And that's what my dad always taught me. Yep, I am, because that is one person that's made a decision for himself, and
All that bull about protecting life means nothing when it comes to the death penalty, right?
Listen, if somebody hacks up children and then goes to jail and he's found guilty and we've got him on video, then he has forfeited his right to be here.
Y'all are getting off on a tangent again. And Debbie, I think you may be Exhibit A for what Ron is saying about this thing.
That sounded like, Debbie, you're a poopy diaper for your opinion. What are you talking about? What does that mean?
Well, I mean, like I said, I don't. Ron says it's bad for Republicans to, you know, pass another bill that's talking about abortion, and you know, in this case, like I said, I'm for. I don't care if it's. I don't care what medical procedure it is.
And you're exactly right.
I don't care what medical procedure it is. I don't care whether it's in-state or out-state.
Okay.
The parents have to give
exactly
permission, and should have a duty to be involved in their child's health care.
So as an attorney, you worded it just right. The state legislature needs to listen to you and change the bill to say medical procedures have to have parental consent if they in-state or out-of-state. Change the bill and pass that. How about that?
Which I think it's current law.
If it's current law, then what are we talking about?
That's what I'm saying.
This is a targeted law. This is something that need not be in the Republican Party.
Okay.
You're chasing people down the state line.
Yes. Yep. Exactly.
Okay. That I can agree
with. We agree on that, Ron. You and Clayton, we agree on that.
Yeah. I can agree on that if it's stated that you cannot take the child across the state line for a medical procedure. And that's a shot, a vaccine, anything.
I think.
No, my fiance took her kid to Cincinnati's Children to get a liver transplant, so she can't do that.
No, I'm saying she can do that with parental consent.
All right, a couple things real quick before we go. Scott's Picky introduced a resolution, a constitutional amendment. He's proposing a constitutional amendment to keep the state from regulating private school and homeschool curriculum.
They want public money, huh?
I don't think homeschoolers want a thing.
That's public money. No regulations. Just what you want, huh, Ron? No regulations.
I love a government bureaucrat telling me what to do. They know better than I do, Mr. York, about what I need.
Well, because I'm
getting the course.
You got a point, Mr. York, but I would like to see homeschoolers in private schools. I think parents have a right to educate their children the way they see fit. And
so they should have left it the way it was, Del. If private schools got their independence, they can fund things they want to. Public schools use tax dollars, and they can use the tax dollars to fund the public schools. That's the way it ought to be.
You're not hearing an argument.
None of us are arguing with that, Jim. We completely agree.
We're not arguing with you. Mr. York. All right, I'm so proud of Congress.
Someone homeschools their kid and it costs $13,000 a year to do it at school. You don't think they could give a little help to them for something? I don't know. This seems like taking that burden off the $13,000 per head school cost, you tell them a couple $1,000 for books.
But what I understand is if they take money, they don't get to spend it on anything. They have to spend it on certain programs, certain books, certain computers. They're not allowed to use the money for anything. They have to spend it on certain things, which funds this cottage industry of big government and schools.
All right. I'm so proud of Congressman Andy Ogles. He voted to kill the FISA reauthorization bill yesterday. Yes. That's such a great thing. Andy said
there were 19 of them that did that.
No spying, no tapping your phone, no listening in on your phone conversations without a warrant. American law. That's the Fourth Amendment. That's the way it ought to be. And as Andy says, the FISA law has been abused. And, I knew that was going to happen, but it has passed.
Passed or not passed? I missed that. Did they renew FISA or no?
If they killed it yesterday. Now, I don't think it's over.
The terrorists have a way of getting to the country now. They're going to kill.
Go to Blood Assurance tomorrow, Friday.
Yes, 10 to 3.
Mule Town Rec
and
Riverwalk
Park.
And April is volunteer month, so it's a great time
to
give
weekend.
Blood.
Give blood. Same give blood.